first reading last night, so it'll move forward to March 4th council meeting for second reading. But we've worked together with Twin States to develop a agreement that they would utilize lots 9 and 10 in the industrial park to build a fertilizer plant. So we're pretty excited about that. It would bring 6 jobs to the community, with possibly adding some more here in the near future. Part of the project scope is the city would donate the land to them, and we would also provide some gravel for a driveway, which is really not a bad deal for us. And then the last thing is we would waive our hookup fees for utilities. Other than that, the company is going to be spending their own money to build on the site, so it's a win-win for both of us.
Do you know what the timeline is for them, like when they would start construction and finish the project up?
So the way it sounds is they have to go through a lot of government red tape with regulations. So as soon as the papers would be signed, the earliest I heard that anything could possibly happen would be 4 to 6 months before they would get, they have to do soil testing and all that to make sure that they can utilize the property they want the way they want to, and make sure that they get everything done legally.
And then, if you to back up here, can you just elaborate a little bit about how the discussions came about with this group coming to Aledo, and kind of, I guess, where are they based out of, or where were they coming from?
Okay, so to back up just a little bit, Twin States is actually also known as Liquid Grow, and Liquid Grow has been based in Joy for a number of years. And apparently they were negotiating with Joy, trying to get something done there, and had been working on it for the past couple years and had not been able to expand like they wanted to. So they approached Aledo and asked Aledo if they were interested. And Aledo and the city council said, we would be more than happy to talk to you, but we are not going to take a company away from a neighboring city. So we would prefer that you finish your negotiations with that community first, and if things don't work out, then you can come back and talk with us. And that's what they did.